The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the international community to move ahead collectively and with a sense of urgency to combat world hunger and promote global food security.
This is a fight we cannot afford to lose. The enemy is hunger. Hunger degrades everything we have been fighting for in recent years and decades. Recent riots and protests show that hunger and the threat of hunger breed unrest and instability. We are duty-bound to act now, and to act at once.
Ban Ki-moon said $15 to $20 billion is needed each year to boost food production to combat hunger. He added that most of that money would have to come from concerned countries. The UN chief is attending a World Food Security Summit in Rome, hosted by the Food and Agriculture Organization. Over 4,000 representatives from more than 180 countries are attending the summit. Delegates at the summit in Rome have been divided over the role biofuels is playing in driving up food prices to the point of provoking riots in some countries.
I think that there is an urgent need to establish a greater degree of international consensus and agreed policy guidelines on biofuel production, which take a full account of food security, income, and energy needs at all levels of our countries.
Meanwhile, the head of the UN's World Food Program, Josette Sheeran, said an extra $1.2 billion in donated funds will provide food for 75 million people going hungry because of soaring food prices. Sheeran, who is attending the Rome summit, said many people in poor countries simply cannot buy the food available in markets. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.